Shabbat. We're learning together with Hashem's help. Masechet Brachot, we're in the ninth perek. Nun Tet Amud Aleph 59a. Halfway down the page, we're learning about different meteorological signs and what they all mean. In all of these that we're learning at the moment, we're saying the same bracha. Baruch Shekocho Gvurotom Malei Olam. So we're learning what exactly are the signs that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So we got up to lightning. Rakim. My Boakim. You have it? My Boakim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, my Barakim. What are the Barakim? Amar Rava, Barakash, Baraka, lightning. So, Barakim, okay, I don't know what the importance of, but. Even a single one. My footnote, I was wondering why Rava needs to come along and say Baraka when he says my Barakim. Baraka is obvious, that's the singular Barakim. What's Rava coming along to teach us? So the footnote says, comes along to mean that even a single lightning bolt is worthy of the bracha.
Rashi says, Barakim shel ish, certain kind of.
Where?
Footnote is that? That is.
Barakim shel. Where are you?
35.
Baraka. Last word in the column of two.
Ah, you're right. Barakim shel ish.
Certain kind of.
Lightning of fire.
What's that?
It means matches.
Huh?
Matches.
Well, actually, dry lightning
according to
can cause a lot of fires.
According to Art Scroll's understanding of Rashi, so you and me read Rashi, exactly the same way. Brakim, Shal, Esh. So Art Scroll apparently saw something else there. And Art Scroll says, Rashi comments that Baraka connotes a flash, a light. Flash, comma, a light. A flash, then comma, a light. Comma, a flash, a light. Full stop. That's what they, that's what they wrote here.
Okay.
I
think they don't know too.
You think they don't know too?
Well, if they're talking about something like dry lightning, where there's no rain.
So here, and it says in his comments may bear upon the view of the Chaye Adam, cited in the Mishnah Berurah, that lightning which arises from heat alone does not warrant a blessing. So maybe this esh, that it comes from fire, but not from heat alone. There's a different type of lightning, maybe. Apparently there's a lightning that comes from heat alone, as opposed to what, and that doesn't warrant a blessing, apparently. But there's a different type of lightning, which Rashi talks about here, apparently, either meaning fire or meaning a flash of light, which is apparently a different type of lightning, and that is the one that we want to make the bracha on.
So is the latter, the one that coming from heat, could that be dry lightning?
It could be.
In which there's no rain, but it still causes a tremendous amount of damage.
Okay.
When we were going up in Monterey a few years back, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of dry lightning strikes, and people were literally right next to them and seeing buildings burnt down to the ground.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, it might be that here, because we had it before in the Pasuk, when we were looking at what thunder was. We had a passage that said that lightning flashes, the clouds rumble, and then the rain comes. So maybe it is part of that process that we're looking at, and not simply, as you say, lightning that doesn't come in. Okay. My Rava says, Baraka Yechida, a single lightning, Ubaraka Chivara, and white lightning, Ubaraka Yurokata. And yellow lightning. Although the word yarok means green, in biblical terms it's usually referred to as yellow. Va'ananei desalkan v'keren ma'arvit v'atyan v'keren dormit. Clouds that come up from the west corner, and then they come to, or they come from, the southern corner. They come from the southern corner. The Tarate Anane and two clouds, the Salkan Chada, the Salkan Chada La Ape Chaverta, and one goes into the face of the other. Kulhu Kashan, all of these are difficult. What does that mean? All of these are difficult. Here it means, it says apparently, means that they do not signify blessing. Does that mean that they're not a good simanim? Not that they don't require a blessing, they don't signify a brocha, they're not good signs, apparently. L'mai nafkirina, so what? I mean, what's he coming to tell us? L'meba'aye rachame, in order to pray for mercy. Right? Rabbi's telling us this fact, what's a practical consequence of telling us the fact that this isn't a good sign? In order that we should know about it, so that we can pray if we see single lightning, or white lightning, or yellow lightning, or clouds coming from the west corner of the sky, and then they come from the southern corner as well, or two clouds, one of which goes into the face of the other. So all of those things are not good signs, apparently. But a person should pray for mercy if he sees that. Right? Vahane Mile, and these words, what we just said.
Why? Because they're danger.
They're portentous. They show that there's negative things on the way. The stars can indicate what's coming down, right? What's coming. So too, I guess, from the meteorological signs, you can see stuff that's coming into the world. They're negative signs. They're not good signs. So a person should pray, and we know that prayer can revoke even negative decrees. V'hani milei, these things, these words that we spoke about. V'laila, aval b'tzarfa, they're only at night. But b'tzarfa, in the day, or in the morning actually, late b'hu mashisha, they have no substance. So all these things we said only apply at night. If you saw the lightning at night, or you saw the clouds at night, not sure how you see the clouds too well at night, but you can if there's the moon.
Sunset?
You can still, well, it cloud with this, if it's a bright moon, you can still see the clouds. So if you see these things at night, that's when it's a bad sign. But if you saw them in the morning,
so
then you shouldn't worry about it.
Sunday night, I think, is the night.
Yeah. A lot of lightning. No, it's fine. It's only one single lightning. One single streak of lightning. That's the sign. Or white lightning. Or yellow lightning. As far as I'm aware, all the lightning that I've ever seen is that I've been white or yellow. I haven't seen any of the colours.
I don't know
any of the differences. So I don't know.
Well, mostly it's a. It's not a pure white.
That's true.
It's more like a like an ultraviolet blue with white from the electrons being split off from the oxygen atoms.
Okay. But do you have a meteorological conception of what white lightning or what yellow lightning is? Is that a different?
I don't remember.
But there's two different lightnings. I know one is very dangerous. I know, but I don't know. Not the color, but different
shape, fork lightning, or straight lightning. Top. Anyway, okay. Amarav Shmuel Barav.
In Germany, called Kugelblitz.
Kugelblitz.
It's like a.
That's a Shabbos
like
lunch.
Ball
lightning. You can have ball lightning as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they not have usually the lightning go on the highest place, or the, but they're not the cold one, or they want the damage.
Right. Oh, okay. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak. Rav Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzhak, said the following. Hanei Ananei the Tzarafah, these clouds in the morning. Leibahu Mashashat, they have no substance. Meaning we don't have to worry about them. Dichtei, because it says in the Pasuk, in Hosea. Vachastachem ka'anan bokeh, and your mercy is like the morning clouds. So, why she apparently says here, Anam Boker. Oh, he's got a different language. He says Anam Boker, which is the Hebrew of Ananate Safra. Safra is Aramaic for morning. So Rashi's got a slightly different text. Anyways, Rashi's text, Anam Boker, says Lokavua. They're not fixed. Not sure where he's going on, it's not fixed. But I think the point is here that the Pasuk says that the clouds of the morning show Hashem's mercy. You don't have to worry about it. Amale Rav Papa La Abai. Rav Papa said to Abai, Ha Amre Inche. This is what people say. That's an expression that people say. Anche Inche. Amre Inche. Kad Miftach Bave Mitra. If the rain falls when the gates are opened, that means in the morning. Kad Miftach Bave Mitra. When you open the gates, Mitra, there's rain, right in the morning. Ba chamra moch sakich ugani. Ba chamra means the owner of the donkey driver. Moch sakich, tie up your sack, ugani, and go to sleep. Yeah. Right? So if it rains in the morning, this is what people say. If it rains in the morning, there's an expression, you might have heard it in the market, where people say, Kad Miftach Bave. Well, you probably haven't heard it anymore because they don't speak. But if you did, this is what they would say. They would say, oh, rain in the morning, donkey driver, close up your sack and go back to sleep. Yeah. That's what people say. You heard that?
That makes sense. It's muddy outside.
So why? Because it's muddy outside. There's no point.
There's no, there's a totally different meaning.
Yeah, no, there's a totally different meaning. Right. So that's what you think, right? But apparently that's not the meaning. The meaning is that if it rains, it means there's going to be a lot of harvest, right? A lot of grain. And therefore, the prices for the grain in the market will be very low because there's a lot. So there's no point getting it. There's no point going to work. So the effort of taking your donkey all the way to the marketplace and all the way to the field and there and back, and there, it's not worth it. For to get to Druze, to Shekel, it's not worth it.
But in the rain, they say the rain needs a panasa, so there is a different one.
The rain is good for panasa, right, but unless you're a donkey driver.
Yeah.
But not for donkey drivers, I guess. Well, I mean, the truth is, at least he has produce to sell. If there's no rain, there's famine, then he's going to have no work at all.
No, but it says here, if there's a little rain, then the price will be high.
Of course, there's not so much product.
Right. Here, also, it says in the footnote that the question that you may have had, which is, all right, I understand that there's no, that when the rain comes, that produces more crops, and the prices go down, but that's way in advance, right? But today it's raining in the morning. The prices shouldn't be affected yet. So they're saying that. Saying that the market knows, just like the futures market on the stock exchange, the market knows that when it's raining, prices, they already discount. They know that there's a lot of grain coming, and nobody's going to buy unless they reduce the prices now. It's the futures.
When I was not driving and walk in the forest, and it was raining in the morning, I look out the window and say, oh, okay, I can go to sleep.
So you're fulfilling the Gemara. Okay. Now, so this, what we just said, why do we bring that? Because that that expression from people is a contradiction, hashkopically, but it's a contradiction to what we said, that clouds in the morning are of no substance. Here, clouds in the morning are of substance. They have a reality. They cause the market prices to go down. The donkey driver doesn't bother getting out of bed. Right? It does have mashashak. It does have reality. So the Gemara says, lokasha. Okay, it's not a contradiction. It's not a problem. Why not? Hadakater be'eva. Hadakater ba'anane. One of them is katar be'eva. So here, I think it could be from the word keter. No, that was with the kaf. Katar. Here it says overcast.
Steam?
Overcast, apparently. I mean, that's how they translated it here, but I'm just trying to think about it. It's another word. It is overcast with thick clouds, be'eva. And the other one, katar ba'anane. Anane constitutes thin clouds. And eva, because eva is the thick clouds, anane are the thinner clouds. So what does it mean? It means that the thick clouds are the ones that have a lot of rain. They're the ones that cause the donkey driver to go back to bed. But the other ones that you see the clouds in the morning, that you should ignore, because they're just a chesed. So that's the anonym, they're the thin clouds. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lo nivra ra'amim, ela lifshot amukumiyot shebalev. Right, this is the bit that Rav Nathan takes for Likutei Moran. The thunder, lo nivra ra'amim, thunder was not created except to straighten out the crookedness in a person's heart. We have crooked hearts. What does that mean? Means that what happens if the path is crooked? You can't get through. It's not a straight path. We're not, our hearts are not yeshar. They're not straight. They're all there. What? We lie to ourselves. If you're straight, yashar, you don't, you're straight, you're truth, honest. But crookedness means that you go around, maybe not. I'm looking for a different way. I'm looking for a different path. Maybe it doesn't apply to me. Maybe we're talking about something else. Maybe it's okay. Maybe, right? All these other options. No, just instead of going straight, just straight is the truth. Right? But instead I'm looking for all different way avenues and roads, and maybe I can go this way. That's a crooked heart. That's a crooked heart. We need to get rid of that. How do we get rid of that? Thunder. When there's thunder, we get scared.
Especially when it's close.
We get scared. Apparently, we meant to. Nowadays we don't, because children are so full of video games from the age of two, with bang, crash, boom. And it's like, oh, okay, that's like nothing.
When you go on the mountains in this day, Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you hear the thunder of the mountains. It's, yeah, scary. Baruch Hashem. So it straightens out the heart. Straightens out none of those. You can't. It's like Yashar, back to Hashem. Good morning, right? No more twisty turny paths. Unfortunately, it doesn't last very long. It lasts about as long as the thunder lasts. But I had a I think she's still alive, Baruch Hashem, an aunt who, whenever there was thunder, she would hide in our downstairs toilet.
In the toilet
downstairs. Like the smallest room, she just felt safe in there.
Going back to the room.
Anyway, Tom. So obviously it was straightening out, but hopefully it was straightening out the crookedness in her heart. She was feeling it. Whereas us, we don't feel nothing anymore.
I think that really nothing says it.
He said, what, go to the bathroom?
No, about straightening out the akumim, about there, something he said.
Yeah. That's like, said that in Likutei Moran. Likutei Moran says, thunder comes to straighten out the crookedness of the heart.
I run away.
In relation to prayer.
Thunder and lightning, I run away from the forest.
You run away?
From the forest.
From the forest, why?
Yeah.
It's funny, I went with a neighbour who once gave a have shiurim on Shabbat, and one of the shiurim, we're talking about his bodhidut, And so someone said, "Well, let's go to the field tonight after Shabbos." So fine. Right, it's not something that we normally do. We did it a few times with neighbors and stuff in my street. Anyway, so me, one of my neighbors, and he had a Shabbos guest. He's a doctor. He had an intern, American intern, that he invited over for Shabbat. A kid, I don't know, 20 years old, however he is. Anyway, so he was, "Oh, yeah, exciting. Let's go to his body." "Yeah, yeah." We went to the forest. What's his Shabbat? We arranged to get, like, we all split up, left the car in like this middle of the clearing, and everyone went into the forest. And we'd be back here at, I know, we didn't have a full hour, it was like half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it was. But we'll be back in after when the time came. It's very funny. When the time came to meet back at the car, we hear this screaming. Me and the other guy, my neighbour, got back first. And we're like, where's your friend? It's like, "Oh, he'll be back here." Everyone's like, "Ah!" He's running from the forest. Like, I don't know what happened to him. Scared. He's something. Like, he came back to the car. We're like, "You're and he's like, "No, everything's fine." And we're like, "He ran back." We pretended that nothing happened. We spoke to him and saw him running, screaming out in the forest. He gets to the car and he insists with like a straight face, "No, everything's good. No, fine. Nothing happened." Okay, you want to pretend nothing just happened? You did run out the car, you know, and you went out screaming, but I saw you. So it was very funny. Anyway, so that was his one experience that Mr. Bonner did. I don't know if you ever tried it again after that. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, back to Thunder, straightening out the crookedness of the heart. He brings a pasuk, Shenemar. It says in Kohelet, Ve'elokim Asa sheyiru melefanav. Hashem has acted sheyiru melefanav, so that people will be in awe of him. Right? Hashem acts in order to make people have yirat shamayim, which is sensible, because otherwise we wouldn't bother. Oy, yofi. Next, Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Haro'et hakeshet, person who sees a rainbow, ba'anan, in the clouds. Tzarich sheyipol al panav, you need to fall on your face. You don't see a lot of that happening. Kilo, like, yeah, you don't want to like walk down the road, Meshurim, just after it's been raining, the rainbow in the sky. You don't see people on the floor.
Did you fall on the floor?
Well, that's what he's saying here. One who sees a rainbow in the clouds should fall on his face. Right, so we don't do that. I'm just wondering why.
Maybe you put your face down.
What?
Not look up more. You look your face down.
Okay. But he doesn't say, he says, you pull out a panav. You pull out a panav is a bit stronger than don't look.
I have to see the sky in the issue.
Top.
From the roof.
Everyone's looking down anyway. They're all looking at the floor, so nobody notices it.
You're all looking down.
All right, but you know what I mean. Anyway, Shenema, like it says, Kamare Hakeshet. Like the appearance of the keshet, the rainbow, asher yeh ba'anan, that will be in the sky, in the clouds. Why? Because the pasuk in Yehezkel says, in continuation of that pasuk, that says the appearance of the rainbow in the sky, in the clouds, is like the appearance of the lightness of the glory of Hashem. Ve'ereh epol al panai, and I saw it and I fell on my face. So the reason why we don't look at our keshet, the reason why I guess you're meant to fall on your face, or I guess at least not look, is because it has the appearance of the likeness of Hashem. The person's not allowed to look at Hashem, so to speak. Not even the likeness of the glory of Hashem. However we understand that. Tov, late ala b'ma'arva. Ah, this is why we don't do it. Late ala b'ma'arva, they condemned. How it translates here, I don't know. They lady, they remove, they, I don't know. I don't know how to translate lady. It says condemned. Lady ala the marabah, they condemn this in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Mishum de mechaze kama'an de sagid lekashta, because it looks like he's bowing down to the rainbow. Right? So that's why you don't see people falling on their faces when they see a rainbow, because it looks like they're bowing down to the rainbow. Aval baruche vatai mevarech. But a bracha, you should certainly make a blessing on it. Man mevarech, what bracha does he make? Baruch zocher habrit. Okay. B'matznita Tana, in a brighter it was taught, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, who appears in our Makot. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, says, Ne'eman b'brito v'kayam v'ma'amara. So he says the bracha that you make is Rabbi ben Baroka, says the baracha is a different baracha. His bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, etc. Ne'eman b'brito v'kayam v'ma'amara. Amar Rav Papa concludes by saying, Hilkach nem rinhu l'tarveibu. Therefore, we say both of them.
He's also an Irish.
Rav Papa.
Yeah.
Rav Papa says, Baruch zocher habrit, v'ne'eman b'brito v'kayam b'mamaro. Right, so you bring them two together. We often see that. We see that in other places where we have different opinions on, especially on brachot, that we bring them all. We make a bracha. We see this same for on the Torah, when you're making a bracha on the Torah, lasot b'divrei Torah, v'harevna Hashem Elokeinu, right, and divrei Torah tachal, right. That is two brachas from two different tanaim that we put together. Also on modim, the modim that we say in the chazan's repetition of shemoneh. So the modim that we say is from it's in here. Masechta Brachot. Three different tanayim. We say you one says you say modim anachnu lach, and then the other one says something else. And it's, well, let's say all three of them. So we say all three of them. We put them together, make it into a. So here again, we're doing that. So where you can, we're taking everything. Some things, like here, doesn't really. Some things it might be important to take one, and we hold by one. But other places, if you can hold by all of them, we'll take it all of them, we'll mix them together, make a bracha out of all of them.
Me?
Which?
Maybe I have an alternate.
Oh, so here we're saying when you see a rainbow, so we have two different opinions. One says the bracha is Zocher Habrit. And the other one says, no, it's Ne'eman Burito B'Kayam B'Ma'amara. And then the conclusion is, put them both together, and what we actually do is both. The bracha that we say is a combination of two. So true in other places.
It's not a combination, right? Listen, there was 120 tzaddikim.
Oh, yeah?
Together with
They were the Shmoneh Esrei. With okay. Esra, maybe. It was the head, but it
okay.
was
but we don't, okay, maybe, but we don't see that here. But here, what's unusual is that normally in the Gemara, where you have different opinions, one says this,
yeah,
one
yeah,
says that, you choose one. You don't go, but in some cases we see that we take them both, we put them together, and we make, right, we don't just say, this one's correct, no, we don't follow you, we follow this one. Okay. Al harim v'al hagavol. On the mountains and on the hills. What do we say on the mountains and hills? 54. Maseh Bereshit. Maseh Bereshit. Look. Al harim, al hagvahot, al yamim, al hanaharot, al hamidbarot, baruch oseh bereshit. Baruch oseh bereshit. We say oseh maaseh bereshit. Right, we say it slightly different. In Ardusach. Okay, so here the text is Bruch Oseh Breshit. Right? These are all right, whereas before we said Baruch Shekvoto Kochel Gvoto Bale Olam, right? The strength and power. So strength and power, that was on all these impressive, scary things. Lightning, thunder, shooting stars, right? And they also constituted things which were potentially dangerous, I guess, too. Right? That we were, that called a person to be afraid. Whereas these things, mountains, rivers, seas, what else we got? Now here we've got mountains, hills, rivers, seas, deserts. Right there, they're not scary things. Well, I mean, they're scary. It's like in a desert.
Scary.
A mountain.
Yeah.
Right, but it doesn't do anything. There's no.
When you stay in the top, you know.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. So here, let's see what we're going to say about mountains and the hills. Atu kol hanei da'aman, all of these, atu kol hanei da'aman, all of these things that we said, the mountains, hills, rivers, seas, etc. Ad hashta, see, we're back in my cot again. Ad hashta, until now, lav ma'aseh bereshit ninhu. Until now, they are not Baseberishit, right? These other things. Atu, what's he talking about here? Why it says, where is it? Because we love the mountains. Right, talking about the other things that we mentioned up to now, the lightning and the thunder, right? All of those things, aren't they also Baseberishit? Why don't we say the Brocha Asem Baseberishit on those two? Vakativ, but it's written. Rakim Lamata. Asa, Hashem made lightning for rain. That also brings us back to the lightning connected to the rain. Amar Abai says, Kroch utene. Kroch means wrap it like a sandwich. Krach. Right? Wrap it together, join it together, and teach. And teach, join them together, run them one into one another, and teach the Mishnah required both blessings. He says, Abai says both blessings. You're right, says Abai. The other ones are also Maaseh Bereshit, and therefore you can also say you can make both blessings. He says, but actually on all of them you make both blessings. You make Oseh Maaseh Bereshit and you make Kochel Gvoto Me'alei Olam on both blessings, on any of these signs, meaning the wind, the thunder, the lightning, the comet, the seas, the mountains, etc. All of those things, he learns them together. He learns them together. Kroch v'tanei. V'kulchu, on all of them, Baruch Oseh Bereshit. U Baruch Shekocho Male Olam. Both of them. Kroch v'tanei v'kulchu. V'chada v'va v'al kulam shtei brachot. Hallelujah. Av harim lo matzei lebaruchei Male Olam she'inam b'makom echad. Top. That's a different thing about the mountains. But generally speaking, apart from that last thing, where it says the mountains are different, but everything else, Rashi explains that Abai is saying that you would make the two brachas together. Don't read two separate parts of the Mishnah. The Mishnah appears to be divided into two. First of all, you've got lightning, thunder, all that stuff, and you say, Kochavuo Maleolam. And then separately, you've got hills and mountains and lovely grass and band will be playing in the field, and that's all lovely. You say different bracha. For that, you say Aser Vaser Bereshit. But Abai says no. Teach them together. They're also part of Bereshit. And by implication, the hills and the mountains are also Kocha Gvuroto, right? Because he says you say both brachas on everything.
Yeah.
But that's Abai's opinion. Rava disagrees. Back into the Gemara, Rava disagrees. Rava says, Hatam Varech Taute. Here, you say two. Right? In the case of the lightning and the earthquakes and the thunder, right? Then you make both. Baruch Shekocho Male Olam V'Osema Sefreshit.
When you see both?
No. He's saying that. Top. Depends how you understand. There's different opinions here. Here he's saying, Tarate, when you say both, means that you could say both. In those ones, the first set, which are all the big scary ones, you could say either. But, hold on, let's just see here. Okay.
Listen first. So
yes.
We make a bracha.
Yes.
We can make the same bracha than for the lightning.
Yeah, because it's a different thing. It's like making a shechianu. I can make a shechianu on this. It's the first time I had a whatever it is. And then somebody gives you something else to you. I can make another shechianu just with the same bracha.
Yeah.
I didn't. If it wasn't there, if it didn't appear.
Of course. But you just say it's different bracha.
So we know. So here, Rava says on the first set, set of events, which were the earthquakes, the thunder, the lightning, the scary stuff. Here he says you can make either kochog vuoto, which is like the first opinion, or he says taute, he says both. Here that he explained in the footnote, the Rishonim say that actually he means either, he doesn't mean both. You make one or the other. You could either choose to make a kochog vuoto, or you could say aser meser bereshit, because it's also a mas separation. You can choose. However, in the second set, hacha, Ose maser bereshit ika. You could only say ose maser bereshit. Shekocho male olam leka. Because there's no kocho gruvoto leolam. You know, there's no strength and power in hills and seas and right. Well, wait a second.
But okay,
of course, Rabbi. Abai says no.
When you see a mountain from far, okay, you make the bracha.
Yeah.
But when you're on the top from the mountain, you get a kid scary. When you look down here, and you see what the power of the
machine. Yeah, but that's not.
Or even when you see.
Yeah, but
when
it's.
You see,
but it,
when
but
it's quiet, okay.
Yeah, but
you're
it,
not in the
is.
Power,
it, but who's it? Who decides? Is it up to me what I think, or is it up to what really? If it's really kochog vuoto, if there's nothing scary about, if there's no kochog vuoto in a mountain, I just get scared of mountains because I get scared of mountains. Does it mean that I should make a bracha of kochog vuoto because I get scared? But really, there's nothing there. Really, it's just a beautiful mountain, it's hills, it's whatever. Nobody else would make a bracha like that. But for me, well, mm. So normally we say no. Normally we don't go by what I feel. Well, again, so the question is, what is it objectively, not subjectively, not how I feel about it. What does Chazal say? What's the true characteristic of that? Is it gruvot?
Hashem stopped him to quiet, but usually the sea.
So apparently they're not. Well, apparently they're not. They, yeah. Well, apparently they don't have gevura. According to Rava, anyway, Abba may say different. Abba might say yes. There's gevura also in there, which is you can say both, because Abba said they'd come together. They would teach them together and say whichever bracha you want or both brachot. But Rava says no. Rava says leave them separate. The first set. A kocho gvura, the second set, mass separation. But he does agree that in the first set you could also say mass separation. Okay. Here it says the mountain, the reason why you can't say kocho gvura to male olam is because it's not male olam. It doesn't fill the world, it's in one place. Thunder or lightning or a comet, you could say fills the world. As a sparrow, you could say it fills the world. But a mountain is just in one place, it's not going anywhere. So it doesn't fill the world.
And this is only.
That's what it says.
So when there was a round word, they would always say this?
If there was what?
When the round was in the
no,
world.
Well, there isn't a mountain that's all the world.
Huh?
There's no mountain that's all
no,
the world.
No, I say when. When Hashem created the mountain in every place.
So no, but you're saying it on one. When you see one mountain, you're saying about this mountain. But you can't see that it's this mountain is not filling the world. Even though there are mountains that are in the world, they're not different mountains. When I'm saying on the thunder, the Malay Olam, I'm only talking about this thunder. Even and that thunder could be in the whole world. Could be. If you had a sensitive enough ear, you could hear thunder in Australia. You know, because it does fill the world.
Okay, when you have good eyes, you can see the mountain.
Maybe. Okay. A little bit more. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who's also in Mount Makot, in the first half. Haro'eh Rakia the Tahara. The person who sees the sky in its Tahara, in its purity, in its clarity. Right? What does that mean? It means a completely blue sky. Right? Without any clouds. If you see a completely blue sky, you can say a bracha on it. What do you say? Baruch Hashem Bereshit. Right? He made it perfectly. Presumably that's how it looked when Hashem made it. There was no clouds. Right? We know that the clouds only came after Adam and Rishon prayed on day 6 for rain, and then the flowers grew. So prior to that, it was sunbathing weather. It was not a cloud in the sky. Ematai, when do you make the brocha of Ose Maseb Reshit? When you see a completely blue sky. Okay, when you see a blue sky, but when exactly? Amar Abai, ki ata mitra kule laila. When rain came the entire night, ubat safra, and in the morning, ata istana, along came a wind, a northern wind. Umagalia lahu shamaya, and revealed the heavens. The north wind came and blew away all of the clouds, and then there's not a cloud left in the sky, so that's when you say this Oseh Maaseh Bereshit. We have a uplige, we have an argument. And they argued against this. Uplige to Raphram Bar Papa. Amar Rav Chista. So Raphram Bar Papa, in the name of Rav Chista, argued. The Amran Raphram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, said the name of Rav Chista. Yom Shecharad Beit HaMikdash. From the day that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Lo Niret Rakia B'Tahara. The sky has never been seen in its purity. It's never happened. Since the day the Beit HaMikdash destroyed, this thing has never happened. Shnei Amar, because it says in Yeshaya, Albish Shamayim, I will clothe the heavens, Kadrut, in blackness, Basak, and sackcloth, Asim Kusutam, and sackcloth I will put as their garment. Stop. Okay, well, we can't finish on that unhappy note, so let's carry on.
Father would always claim that he always say there's not a blue sky like there is in Jerusalem. Always said
he's right.
The American
Kavod.
And in spite of that, he says that
we haven't yet seen a true blue sky.
Yeah.
But Hashem, we're going to see what a true blue sky is. And then, Bezrat Hashem will remember that we can say the bracha, Asem Maaseh Bereshit. When we see it.
Well, you're so right about America, because in your father's day you had pollution from the steel mills and coke plants, and nowadays you have it from chemtrails.
Tanu Rabbanan, it was taught in a brighter. Haro'eh Chama B'Tekufata. A person who sees the sun in its Tekufa. What's that mean? It means the, come on, give me the vernal, the equinoxal, vernal equinox of the
beginning of the cycle.
It's that once in every, was it 58 years? Right.
No, when we bless the sun is once every 28 years.
28 years.
Once in a day.
20 years. 20 years. We did about 5 years ago.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Did you do it? Were you here? Did you do...
No, I did it in LA.
I did it in LA?
The Kotel in the morning?
You did it in the Kotel?
Yeah.
I did it at Neve Daniel on top of the hill. It's the apparently it's the point from why we call. I haven't read the footnote here, which is quite long. But it's apparently it's the point that the sun was where at the beginning of creation, and every 28 years it comes back to that same 28 years. Yeah, every 28 years it comes back to that same place.
What was this? I think 10 years ago or more.
Which?
It was darkness.
The eclipse. Eclipse.
In the day, the sun.
Yeah, yeah, the solar eclipse. They had it. There was. When was that? 10 years ago.
It was COVID.
I know. I remember a solar eclipse about more 12 years ago in the UK. Well, no, yeah. Yeah.
It was 15
years ago.
We're still recording.
My mother did said the brakada. She said, she says she remembered doing it the previous time.
Ah, yeah.
So wrote it in her sidur with the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
28 years ago. Not long left. Next one's coming soon.
But do you have to do it at, around Nates?
You don't have to do it then, but it's good. Like, if you're Zerez and Mitzvahs, you do the Mitzvah the first opportunity. It's good sign, but you don't have to.
Because we were doing it right when you could barely see the sun coming up. It was just like really awesome. It was just going through the mountains.
Yeah. Now, ideally, you should pray next, and then after you finish davening, go and do it, which is not really when it first comes up, right? But you ideally should pray next first. You've got a halachic obligation to pray Shmoneh Esrei at next if you can. So you should do that first, and then go and. So you won't get it at the first moment. It depends. Like, maybe have a heter to.